Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today's show, I'm having a few technical difficulties, so I'm not able to promote the show today. So whoever stops by, welcome, and whoever doesn't stop by, you weren't meant to listen to the show. Reality Spirituality is the term that I created means finding spirituality, finding your centeredness, finding and being connected to the universe in every moment of your day. I'm talking about everyday life circumstances, from shopping in the grocery store, to getting on a bus, to having interactions with loved ones, coworkers, relationships. Spirituality, reality, the reality is you have the power and you have the control to remain centered, to remain calm, to remain at peace, basically to be happy with everything, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what happens to you. This is a day-by-day, moment-by-moment show. We talk about real life issues. Now, we all know the concepts, live in the present moment, creation, visualize, all of, we know these concepts. What this show teaches is how to be connected, how to live connected, how to be at peace when someone is quote-unquote disrespecting you, when someone is yelling at you, when someone disappoints you, when someone has expectations, when you're attached. This show, and I love it, teaches you how to, all of the how-tos. We can talk about anything in your life that is maybe challenging. Yesterday we had a few callers. Well, actually, not a few callers, one caller in specific. It was talking about the future and wanting to be secure and wanting to know what's going to happen in the future. And I'm here to tell you, all of you, because I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, that anytime you are feeling dissatisfaction or anytime you're quote-unquote suffering or anytime you are not feeling connected, it's only because of one of two things. Actually, maybe three things. You're either living in the past or you're living in the future. The only time that I'm feeling all sorts, or what do they call it, like a, there's some kind of disturbance in the force, is when I am either thinking about the future or the past. Now, I'm not talking about remembering in the past something that brought you a lot of joy, something that brought you, that brought you peace or brought you, or a great memory. I'm talking about looking, you know, in a moment. Say you have an incident and you are upset with someone. Well, you can experience that moment, and you can be upset, but you could also, you don't have to hold on to it. This show talks about how to let go of those moments, how to live in the past, how to remain happy regardless of what happens to you. What I like to do is dissect our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator and figure out what's really going on. Now, I started talking about yesterday's caller, which was really, really good. She wanted to know about her future. She wanted to know if buying this house or getting this job, would she keep her job? Would she lose her job? If she purchased this house, she's not sure about her employment. And in reality, what I told her was that that's not your issue. My job is to get down to the truth. And the real issue was, is her level of trusting the universe. Is your level of trusting, and with that trust, there comes another proponent, and that's surrendering. Are you able to trust in everything that happened? In other words, trust that whatever is happening to you, whatever it is perfectly in order, and trust that everything that happens, whether you're uncomfortable with it or not, whether you like it, quote unquote, like it or not, is happening for your betterment. Everything that happened or did happen or will happen is happening for your personal growth and evolution, and ultimately raises your consciousness. When you have a level of consciousness and you live in that and you know and you're in tune and you're self-aware in every moment, guess what? You know that whatever is happening for your betterment, for your greater good, if you will. Everything. So if everything is happening for your greater good, if everything is happening, if everything that happens to you, if you really believe that and you trust it and you know it and you act on it, meaning you act on it and you feel that, and you elevate your personal vibration to always know that, then guess what? This is going to be a life of smooth sailing. Will things happen? Hell yes. Will circumstances block, get in your path and you're not particularly comfortable with? Hell yes, times two. But when you get to a point and you practice trusting, surrendering, trust. In fact, that's one of my passwords. Surrender, trust, surrender, surrender, trust, surrender. Guess what? You begin to let go of that periphery, of that steering wheel. I like to call it a steering wheel, you know, when you're driving. You'll begin to let go of that steering wheel, and you remove yourself from the front seat to the back seat of the car. You kick your feet up, and you allow the universe to drive. And you know that everything, especially the things that might ruffle your feathers or might, why, universe, why did you put me through that? Well, I already know the answers to all of my questions that start with the word why. All of the answers that start with the word why, what? All the questions that start with the word why have one answer. For my betterment, for my evolution. And let me share this. This, Jerry, one of my favorite quotes from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this show, Reality Spirituality, is about the journey, the day-by-day, moment-by-moment journey. I'm not waiting for anything to happen anymore. I'm not waiting for to achieve. I'm not waiting to have my television show on a network. I would like that to happen. I would like that, of course, to experience that. And why? Why would I like to experience that? Because, quite frankly, I think there that I have a message to share. How to remain happy in regardless of my circumstances. When I was younger, I asked the universe for two things. You know, you blow out your candles on the birthday cake and you make a wish. Or you throw money in a pond and you make a wish. I only ask for two things. And people that have listened to the show, sorry if you've heard this story a million times, but I have so many new listeners now. And I ask for two things. And number one, I ask to live to my potential. Whatever the hell that looks like, whatever the hell that means, I want to just live to my potential. In other words, I want to be as much as me as possible. That's it. I want to be as much as me as possible. You know what? And then, okay, now I thought of something else that I want. Uh-oh, I'm going to add this anyway. The other thing that I want, I actually just be learning to, in other words, on this journey of being the most of me as possible, I've discovered that what I really, a goal, an achievement, this is what I want. I want to be a physical example of the universe. What does that mean? How does the universe judge? Does the universe have expectations? Does the universe complain? Does the universe flow? Does the universe allow everything to unfold in order? I want to be a physical example of the universe, a walking, talking, behaving physical example of the universe. That's really all I want. That's it. That's my priority. And with that said, guess what? I'm in this school. I'm in this classroom 24/7. I'm never bored. Growth and evolution and being somebody different than I was last week or being someone different than I was a month ago. Oh, my God, yeah. I don't even recognize myself sometimes when I look in the mirror. And why? Because the more I'm like the universe, the more that I perceive just like the universe, I choose my perspective just like the universe, guess what? The happier, the peaceful, more peaceful, more peaceful, more the more peaceful. That I don't even think that works. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. I'll be. To be at peace, my definition of happiness is, my definition of peace and happiness is to be at peace, to be okay with whatever happens to me, and to be at peace and to be okay with whatever doesn't happen to me. To be at peace with it all, to be at peace with whatever happens, and to be at peace with whatever doesn't happen. To be happy at whatever, however this day is going to unfold, or what's not going to happen. In other words, no expectations to anything. No expectations of the next moment. I love to tell the story that I've actually been very fortunate to speak at a few huge events this year. Strike that. Fortunate? No. It was already planned. Thank you, universe, for allowing me to speak at a couple of really, really meaningful events. And let me just say this. Even up to, and one of those events, I actually had to get on a plane and travel a few hours. And, well, what do you mean one of those events? All of them, but one of them was in the middle of the country. The other ones were, you know, maybe a couple hours, maybe an hour or so away from my home. But my point is this. Sometimes I get off the point. My point is this. If I received a phone call an hour before I got on the plane, and that phone call said, Rebecca, The event has been canceled. Guess what? Okay. My new mantra, what I say all the time, okay, whatever, okay, whatever. In other words, just to always know that however anything is, whatever anything is going on in your life, it doesn't matter the outcome. Detach from all outcomes. Even if, listen to this one, even if I get on a plane, arrive at the event, and nobody shows up, I've already made the trip. I'm sorry, but my connection to that place, to that peace, my connection is my priority. Speaking at an event is great, but do I have to speak at any events ever? No. I have a brand new book that's out. It's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Guess what? If that book, and I, you know, New York Times bestseller, if you ask me, and who's asking? I am. New York Times bestseller. But if nobody read that book or nobody has heard about that book, it's detaching from everything. It was a moment or a lot of moments where I did a lot of writing, put it together, created a book, and it's over and it's done. Do I have any expectations of how many people that would benefit from reading my book? No. No. Ask me a year ago. Yes. Ask me 2 years ago. Hell yes. But that's what this life is about, growing and being something different, being someone different today than you were yesterday. And your level of consciousness, meaning I like to give analogies or stories about how I envision consciousness. It's like climbing up a flight of stairs. And every time you step up to the next step, you are able to view, you are able to perceive, you're able to choose perspectives that maybe you couldn't see on that other step, on that lower step. There's no judgments about the steps, about where you are, but know that you're climbing, and especially know that you're climbing every time you get on that step. And what does that mean, climbing? That means you're evolving. That means who you were yesterday is not who you are today. I know I get off on a little tangent because I had to tell you the second thing that was important to me. The first thing was living to my potential. And the second thing I asked the universe is to be happy, is to be happy in all circumstances, whatever happens to me, to be okay with it all. Can you imagine being okay with everything? And not only okay with it, living like you're okay with it, believing it. I was brought up in a home where to be productive, you know, I had to do something. I had to accomplish something. I had to achieve. I had to do something. I remember my mother telling me, listen to this one. I remember my mother telling me, Becky, she called me Becky. That's my nickname. Becky, do something even if it's wrong. Have you ever heard that one? Do something even if it's wrong. Well, that's what I heard. And if I wasn't doing anything, and if I wasn't achieving anything, if I wasn't productive throughout the day, if I didn't get one thing done, guess what? I'm lazy. I was lazy. And I'm telling you, audience, my dear audience, that these labels that I had, lazy, in fact, one of them was not doing my best. oh, you're not, you're, you know, if I got a B, on my report card, it should have been an A because I wasn't doing my best. So consequently, I have this whole program in my head of do, and if I'm not, I feel bad. In fact, let me say something. I was addicted. You ready for this? I was addicted to feeling bad. I had a lot of addictions. I was addicted to feeling bad about myself. I was addicted to drama. I was addicted to focusing on what's wrong in my life as opposed to focusing on what's right in my life. Can anybody out there relate? Yeah, I call them addictions. Anytime I'm actively behaving in a certain way that's subtracting from my happiness, well, that's an addiction. Addicted to feeling bad about myself. What? If you want to ask me a question, you can call in live at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I am here for you. So let me expand on that. This is how the universe deprogrammed me, if you will. You ready? I love this story. Again, if I wasn't doing anything, I mean, I was my worst critic. Can you relate? I am my worst critic. And, oh, my God, there was nothing that I could see that I did that was good. I always wasn't doing enough. So again, when you ask the universe for whatever, and I'm not talking about asking for things, I'm talking about cleaning up, giving, I'm talking about clarity for that internal consciousness, because that's really who we all are. That's who I am. I'm consciousness in a physical form. So clearing out all those cobwebs, dusting everything out, getting all the garbage out, getting all that idea that if I'm not productive, getting all that out, guess what I had to go through? Guess what I had to go through? Before I wrote my book, I was doing a lot of writing. I would write articles, probably one or two articles every month. This is maybe about 2 years ago. And I wrote a lot of articles. And in fact, most of my book is about what I wrote and my own experiences, stuff like I'm going to tell you right now. In fact, this what I'm going to tell you needs to be in my second book. You ready for this? So, but before I started writing, before I was inspired to write, and let me just say this. There's nothing I need to do, but there's everything I'm inspired to do. And that didn't make any kind of sense. There's nothing I need to do, it's only what I'm inspired to do. There's nothing I need to do, it's only what I'm inspired to do. So a couple years before I started really writing a lot, I was just going through this phase. I can't even remember specifically what it was, but I remember sitting at home on a Friday doing absolutely nothing. I was watching television, just sitting back, legs crossed, watching TV. Saturday, and then of course the next day I felt like crap. Oh God, you didn't get anything accomplished Friday night. There was something you should have done. Should. I was shooting on myself all the time. Something I should do. Oh God, what a loser. Actually, I never call myself a loser. I call myself a lot of things, but loser, no. But yeah, lazy. Unproductive. The next day, Saturday, guess what? I was inspired to sit down and do absolutely nothing. No reading, watch TV all day long. Let me tell you something. I've never, ever sat and watched TV all day long from morning to night. I've just never done that. And, of course, at the end of the day, felt like crap. And I have a caller. I'm going to go right to the queue. Give me a couple minutes, caller. I have a few callers, but not everyone wants to talk to me. Felt just like crap about what I didn't do that day. Remember, I said I was addicted to feeling bad about myself. Addicted to feeling bad about myself. Whew. And then the next day, it was a Sunday, I did the same thing. The only time I went out of the house is if I have to teach. I'm an aerobic instructor almost 35 years. Is if I have to teach a class. And I usually have classes on the weekend. And other than that, I came home. Maybe I did some laundry. Sat on my ass and did absolutely nothing again. Absolutely nothing. Do you know how bad I felt about my weekend? Do you know how many times I beat myself up over what I didn't accomplish on that weekend? And again, the universe said, I asked to feel happy, and the universe wants me to be happy regardless of what I do and regardless of what I don't do. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sitting on my ass watching TV. How the hell can I feel good about that? Television. I mean, I could see it if I was reading a book. Television. How could I feel good about any of that? Guess what happened the next weekend? Because I knew, I could feel it. I could feel that the universe wanted me to feel good about whatever I was doing or whatever I wasn't doing. Second weekend, guess what? Same thing. Oh, the horror. Oh, my God. What? Oh, God. What a lazy person. What kind of life was I having? I'm wasting time. All of those thoughts went through my head. How can I feel good? How can I be happy when I'm wasting so much time? Well, the universe gave me this answer also. Time is an illusion. Time is a man-made concept. There's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as wasting. This is my opinion. There's no such thing as wasting time. And so the universe really wanted to teach me that there's no such thing as wasting time. There's no concept of that. And they really wanted to teach me to be okay with sitting on my ass for 3 days watching TV. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the judgments that I had about myself? Can you imagine the judgments anyone else would have about that? And I said I'm watching TV, okay? Did I say that? Guess what? I want you to guess how long it took me to feel good, to be okay with sitting on my butt 3 days in a row watching TV all day long. Guess how long it took me to feel good about myself? Because every weekend was a struggle. Every weekend I felt bad about what I did and what I didn't do. You know how long it took me? Does anybody know out there? I've asked this question before of my audience. 1 month? 2 months? 6 months? It took me almost 2 years to feel good about not doing anything, about not, air quotes here, accomplishing anything, about not doing one thing. And then to top it off, to watch TV? How crazy is that? Almost 2 years. And let me tell you something, my dear audience. Okay, I'm going to go to the caller. I can sit on my butt and do absolutely nothing and feel good about it and feel great about it. I do what I'm inspired to do. And quite frankly, if I don't have inspiration to do anything but sit down and watch television or sit down and file my nails, whatever, I'm going to feel good about it. How about you? How about you? Can you feel good about everything that you do and everything that you don't do? That's what this show, Reality Spirituality, is about, is how to remain happy regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen, regardless of what my thoughts are. And let me say something about thoughts. You know, there's two entities. There's a universal entity, there's a universal voice, and there's this man-made voice. If I was 2 years old and I sat down doing absolutely nothing, I wouldn't feel bad about myself at the end of the day. No, I had to learn. I had to learn to feel bad about what I did and what I didn't do or what I didn't accomplish. So my journey is about letting go of all those things that I learned that don't serve me or don't add to my happiness. Whew. I'm going to go to my caller, area code 646. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello. Yoo-hoo. Area code 646. Prefix.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I had a headset on. I wonder if it wasn't working.
Hi there. What's your first name?
Helena.
What?
Helena.
Helena. Welcome to the show, Helena. I'm so grateful that you're here. What's going on in your life?
A lot of things. I would love to say that I'm happy regardless of what's happening. I get what you're saying, but I'm not there. One issue is financial. Money stuff. Wondering if you could speak to that at all, and I don't know
yes.
if you do
yes.
readings about yes. it, how it relates to me, or
yes, I can speak about money. And first of all, let me say, Helena, let me just say this. One of the things I love about your call already, because I can feel you. I mean, I'm just getting chills already. I'm loving about your call is your honesty. You cannot get to another level without just being honest. And honesty is going to be freedom for you. I'm still chills right here. Honesty is going to be, I'm just feeling you so strong, is going to be freedom for you.
You're chills, I'm tears.
What?
You're chills, I'm tears. Yeah, I kind of live by what's really going on inside me. I'm not crying about money, but there's other issues going on. But I feel very deeply, and I try so hard to be honest with it all.
Yes. Well, I'm still chilling up here. We really have this connection. I'm still chilling up. Jesus, I'm gonna have to go get a sweater. Woo-wee, it's all good though. It's all good.
Yeah.
Let me address this money thing, and you are. One of my favorite types of people. When I say types, I mean where you are in your consciousness and your self-awareness, because you are far beyond a lot of people that I talk to. You have consciousness and you have self-awareness. It's just all it is for you, my dear, all it is for you is just shifting your perspective. It's just shifting how you're going to be looking at what's going on in your life. And I had to do the same thing. But let me, because there's a lot of things and I just want to share as much as I feel that's coming to me right now. You can have a perspective. Let me say this. There's 360 perspectives you can have in every given moment about how you are going to look at your situation. I used to look at my whatever I'm looking at, finances, and yes, finances was a big issue with me. Finances are still a challenge with me, quite frankly. You wanted me to be honest. They're still a challenge. But what I had to change was not my finances and how to make more money and how to pay the bills and all that. What I had to change is how I looked at, how I viewed money. I had to change my perspective about money. In fact, in my book, my latest book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, there's a chapter, I'm trying to look through it right now. I'm just trying to find exactly what I said because sometimes I remember. But, oh, it's about money, and it's called Is My Money Chakra Blocked?
Uh-huh.
Yes, My Money Chakra Blocked. And I talk about this struggle with money.
Yeah.
And it was never a struggle with money. Money was not the issue. It was my thoughts about money that I needed to switch. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yeah, because it's, yeah, yes.
I just felt your sigh, and you had a sigh. You let go of some stuff right there.
Well, when you were saying, you know, it's not about how to go out and earn it. That's never worked for me. You know, go get this job, that job. It's never worked because it's something that comes deeper from the inside, and it's what I want to do, what I want to give. And I mean, right now I'm really pursuing what I want to do, and maybe it's not enough. I was listening to your story about the TV situation. I don't know, but in a lot of respects, I am really going after the stuff I love, what I'm feeling here to do. And I don't really feel supported by the universe with it. And God knows, sometimes it's not for trying. Sometimes I work so doggone hard at it. And, just trying to understand. Maybe not understand. It's like, okay, if you put me here, you want me to do this, then, you know, support me with it, too. You know, talking to
Ooh-wee, honey, guess what you're doing? You're telling the universe how the story should unravel. You're actually giving the universe orders. You're in the back seat of that car. I told you, I don't know if you listened earlier, but I'm talking about we're all in this Rolls Royce, this Bentley. We're in the back seat, and we're in the back seat of the car, and the universe is really driving. And you're in the back seat telling the universe where to turn right and where to turn left. Right?
All right, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So let me share something with you because there's so much to share with you. Ooh, I just feel you so much. I started this radio show in August. It'll be 3 years this coming August.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started this radio show, honey, I couldn't speak longer than 3 minutes, if you can believe that. And I had nothing to say. because it just wasn't time. And then when I started getting a little bit better speaking, I look, because you can get your statistics, how many people listen to the show.
Yeah.
And guess how many people listen to my show? Helena, guess how many people listen to my show?
Oh, in the beginning?
Yeah,
well, it could be as little as three, 300.
Try zero, zero,
okay.
Zero,
yeah.
Zero,
yeah.
Zero for months. Yeah. Zero, maybe one listener. Then I found out it was my son.
Still a listener, but
yeah. Well, then he doesn't count. Sorry, he doesn't count. So I went through this whole thing about nobody's listening. I have a message, universe. Come on. And guess what the universe told me? They said, we're listening.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, and so one of the things I want you to do is get everybody else out of your head. Your message, when you change, when you elevate yourself, you share with you. You share with you what you want to teach, what you want to share. Start with you first. Because when you change and when you get to a different level and when you really look in the mirror and you're okay with all of it that's going on, you're already changing the world. because your vibration is going to shift.
Okay.
When your personal vibration, when your personal vibration shifts, you change the world and you don't even have to leave the house. That's number one. How does that feel to you?
Yeah, it feels okay. It feels okay.
And you're not letting that in, though. You're not letting that in.
Well, it feels okay that I don't have to leave the house, but I also feel there's things to do. Not the have-tos, not have to do that, have to, but it's just things that are natural, that are flowing, that go with everything. I so agree with you. Like, it's not like, got to do this. It's more like what comes up from inside. It's a feeling inside that I have to do this, but I have to do it because it's from inside me. That's where it's, that's where the impetus comes from. You know, it's not, well, if I do this, this, and this. No, it's more like I feel a need to do this. I feel this is what's
urge.
Next.
You
this
feel
is,
a strong urge. You feel a strong urge,
yeah,
that is
urge.
Pushing you to do whatever you need, whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
it's pushing
exactly,
strong urge.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
And so when you feel that urge, you're of course you are acting on it. You're acting on it. But what this is the thing, and I'm feeling something else. You are attached to the results. You're attached to the outcome. You're attached to the outcome.
Okay, yes. You're right on that. You're right. And I got to let go of that. And there's one other component I just want to share with you. Occasionally,
sure.
I don't have the courage or strength to always do or say exactly what I feel.
Okay, now we're talking about two different things.
Okay,
so let's go to that second thing, because let's go to that second thing in a minute or two, but I want to go back to this attachment. And having attachments to any outcome. So stay in your, because you feel, and when you're inspired, you do, and you're acting on inspiration, but you still have attachments you have attachments to the outcome.
That's true.
That is really a really main issue.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's okay, because all it is recognizing, okay, I'm attached to the outcome. I don't know if you heard earlier in the show where I talk about I've been speaking this year and traveling, and I told the story. Sorry, people that listened earlier, and I told the story about arriving in a different city to have the speech that I prepared for, and guess what? Nobody shows up, or the event was canceled. Oh well, I'll just keep skipping through the tulips. Okay.
Yeah.
You see, the universe can't get me on that anymore. I don't have any attachments to any outcome. If Oprah dropped down and sent and called me today and said, "Hey, Rebecca, I want you to be on OWN, and I want you to have your own television show, and we're going to start in production, blah 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 blah," and I'm like, "Yeah, Oprah, let's do this, honey. It's time for you to move over anyway." Guess what?
Yeah,
and then
the
next hour it was canceled. I'm okay.
Yeah, see, that's pretty doggone cool.
Ah! Well, listen, honey, I wasn't like this a year ago. So
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, because I, you know, even from being around the Tibetan monks, it's like, you know, basically what they said to everything that happens, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't really affect them. I get it. I haven't been living there at all, but I get it.
Let me say something about those Tibetan monks, the people that live in the mountains. Are you talking about those people?
I'm talking about the ones that are here in New York City.
Let me say something. You're only challenged. You're only challenged when you're out here. Listen, if I stayed in my home, I'm not judging or downing anybody, but I want to say you and I are out in the real world. We're out in the real world. And I can be out in the real world, and that's when we're really challenged, out with these,
right,
with people, with real people, day by day people. So that's number one for you. Yeah, your new mantra now is whatever, okay, whatever, doesn't matter. The outcome doesn't matter. So that's number one. That's your first assignment, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a big one for you. But it's like anything else, if you want to work out, if you want to build your muscles, you have to work out at the gym, you have to lift weights. If you want to be a musician, you just can't pick up the instrument and just start playing and you know, your next gig is at a concert. So even with the spiritual growth, it's all it is about practicing. And then you just tell the universe, you know what, universe? This is going to be simple, Alina. This is a simple thing. Just have the intention. Universe, I have the intention to drop all of my attachments. I have the intention to let go of all my attachments. And universe, can you help me with that? And that's it. So let me hear you say that.
Universe, I have the intention to drop all of my attachments. And universe, can you help me with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, chills again. Chills again.
Okay.
Chills again. Yeah, I have the intention to let go of all of my attachments. And you just say that all day long, as many times as you think about it. And you don't even have to, who cares if you're still attached? It doesn't matter, but guess what? Now you're on that road. Now you're on that road right now. You're in a different direction.
Good.
What's the second thing?
The second thing we talked to, sometimes I don't have the courage or the strength to follow through on all the inspiration I get. I start thinking it out rather than just doing it. And I'm actually quite inspired most of the time. I feel really deeply.
Let's take some deep breaths with that. Let's just take some deep breaths with that. And let me give you my perspective. You said something about you don't have the courage. That's an untrue statement. You still have a little bit of stuff that you just want to feel bad about whatever you're doing. I called it an addiction to feeling bad about myself.
Okay,
you have all the courage. You don't need, you know what, quite frankly, you don't need any help. You really don't. You have all the courage. But what it is okay, there's two, I said this earlier, there's two voices I can listen to in my head. Of course, you know, the ego, if you want to call it that, or whatever you want to call it, this voice
that thing that messes us up all the time.
Yeah. But this is what I've done with that ego. Let me tell you this, because I can't hate on the ego. I'm not hating on it, because that's part of, obviously, the ego has a function. And so it's not resisting, oh, resist the thoughts. No, it's not resisting. It's actually accepting the ego with all of its characteristics. And I don't know about you, but I've said this earlier, my ego is about making me feel bad as long as possible for, you know, much. But see, I know the difference between the voices. And the ego is in charge for me. The ego is in charge of me getting out of the house without wearing plaids and paisleys, making sure I take a shower. The ego is in charge of my wardrobe and my hygiene and all that other kind of shit. That's the qualifications of the ego. But am I going to listen to the ego? Am I going to allow the ego to have control over my feelings, especially about feeling about me, how I feel about myself? Hell no. And this is how I do it, Helena. This is how I do it. I pretend and visualize that the ego is on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
is on a stage and I'm in the audience. And basically it's just bad reality TV. It's just reality. It's just TV. It's not real. It's just an illusion. It's got all its things to say. But I'm just looking at it as it's entertaining me, as opposed to allowing it to make me feel any kind of way. It's just entertainment. Does that make sense?
The ego is just entertainment.
Yes.
I guess I'm too attached to it to view it that way. What I have done with my ego sometimes when I want to get out of the way is I'll send it into this room with all glittery, pretty stuff, and it seems happy there. It's like, you know, go play in there for a while and
okay.
Go on my way.
I like that too.
Yeah, that seems to work for me. I use it not often as I should in a relationship situation where I start getting nutty. But then when I take the ego out of it, it's like, go play in that room. Go stay there.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like. Let me share with you this. That's one level. That's one level that you're at. When you get to the other level, when you get to another level, you're gonna be able to sit there and watch the ego play, and you're gonna be amused by it, and you're gonna think it's cute, and you're gonna think it's funny.
Well, what play like in that room, or play with the nonsense that it does with me?
Play with the nonsense that it does with you.
Yeah, I definitely have not gotten there. I get too hung up in what's happening. Get out of my way, go play, have fun.
But then how about this one? Okay, I want to see. It's like, ooh, what a great caller you are. What a great, so many great issues, so many great things. Yeah, really. I mean, this is just. I'm getting chills again. This is just perfect because. What you're really doing, and this is I'm gonna use my example here. There was a time when I don't want to watch the news. Why would I watch the news? Oh, it's horrible. Oh God, I don't. In my mother, you need to watch the news and see what's going on in the world. Well, hell no, no, I don't, and I would never watch the news. But now, do you know that I can sit and watch the news and not be affected by it?
I get that. I understand that because you're not attached to that, and you're not buying into all the drama. You're just observing.
Mhm. Mhm. And so all it is, okay, so your thing is really this attachments to this, attachments to outcomes, attachments to the ego. So when you start talking to the universe and you start having the intention of, you know what? I mean, honestly, I'm really feeling you, and I think that's like number one main thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Attachments to people, attachments to relationships.
Yep.
Can you promise to call back again?
Yeah, I will. Your energy is really nice and fun.
Yeah, well, you're really good, too. You're really good. I'm going to put you on hold because I have a few callers, and I just want to make sure I get everyone.
Thank you, Rebecca.
But honestly, let's start with that. Let's start with having the intention and that, you know, to let go of all attachments and then just ask for help. Universe, help me. I have the intention of letting go. And don't even struggle with it. Number one, stop struggling. Stop struggling and breathe through it and know that everything that's happening to you is in perfect order. Everything that's happening is for your betterment. Everything that's happening to you is for a divine reason. And say, you know what, universe, I'm done with these attachments. Yeah, they hung around. Can you get rid of them? Because I'd like to be a little bit, you know, I like to be a little bit more peaceful and more happy. Can you help me with that, universe? You think you could help me? And this is something else. I have to throw this out because I failed it. This life, this stuff, this journey is not that serious, honey. You're very serious about this shit. It's not that serious. None of it is. So we're going to take the seriousness away from you. The seriousness has got to go. None of it is that serious. This radio show, the book, the attachments, none of it is that serious. Let's drop it. Yeah, you have a big, big, you're very serious. Too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I can be. On the other hand, I can be really light and funny, but there's a real serious side both ways.
Yeah, the seriousness is not serving you at all. No, seriousness. The serious shit has got to go. Go, get away, get away, get away. Listen, my mother disinherited me. Is that serious? No. Yeah, let's move on with this. And I used to be serious too. Nothing is that serious. In fact, I know I'm feeling bad. I know I feel bad when I'm taking things seriously. That's a formula for being unhappy, is thinking that something is serious. Whew. Formula. Mm-hmm. You feel that. You feel that. So you have two assignments.
Letting go of attachments and stop being so serious.
Yeah, and I've even heard a little, this, okay, say, this shit ain't that serious. That's your new mantra. Right?
Yeah.
Unless you don't say that. You can say crap if you want. This crap ain't that serious. You have to use the word ain't, because that actually lightens you up. Okay, go. Let me hear it.
This crap ain't that serious.
Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. All right, sweetie pie. Keep listening.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you.
Call me back anytime, please.
I will do. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that a great call? That was so good. I love that call. Okay, now we're going to go live to B.C. Watson. What's up, B.C. Watson? You're live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Is it B.C.?
It's Ben. My first name is Ben.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on with you?
I'm doing pretty good right now. Just start a new relationship with a young lady that I'm in love with or whatnot. I just want to know how things are going to go for us. I really want to be able to please her and please me, and just want to know how you see things going.
Have you called into the show before?
I'm not sure if I did or not. It's possible.
Okay. I'm just feeling your energy, and I'm just wondering. Okay, now what you asked a woman that you're in love with, it's very, very general. When I feel people, I have to get really specific. What does it mean? What does that mean? What do you want to know? Specifically.
How can I say this?
Just be honest.
I want to be able to sexually please her.
Okay. And how long have you been with her?
We've been with each other for like 2 months.
2 months. And so you've gone there already? You guys gotten naked and all that?
Yeah. And I'm just not sure if I was able to please her or not.
Okay. So I have a question. And please listen to this question with a little smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell why can't you just ask her? Thank you. Thank you for the laugh.
I did. I'm just not sure if she was honest.
Ooh, well, so what you're saying? You're in a relationship, first of all. You said you're in love with a woman after 2 months?
Yeah.
No. That's not love, honey. That's not love. You can't fall in love with somebody after 2 months. You don't even know them. And you can't fall in love with anybody if you're not able to be honest with yourself and with them. And not only that, if you, and I'm saying all of this with love, Ben, all of this with love, and what was my second point? Oh, you said you're not sure if she was honest. I mean, how can you be in a successful relationship when you're not sure if somebody else is honest? It sounds to me like you're looking for something. You're looking for some kind of security. You're looking for something in a relationship. And it sounds like we're talking about attachments. It sounds like you're attaching yourself to someone, because in 2 months, that tells me that what's really going on is, and this is, and I'm saying this with a lot of love, but I've been known to just like throw a hammer, but I'm saying it with love, is anyone that says they're in love with somebody after 2 months, to me, means that they are, that they're not really paying attention to themselves. In other words, wanting something to make you feel a certain way, or wanting someone to make you feel a certain way. You're looking for a feeling, or looking for a feeling of completion or satisfaction from somebody else. That's not what you called in for, huh?
I didn't call in for it, and I absolutely disagree with you on that.
Oh, okay. And you disagree with me because why?
I've been known as a lady for quite some time.
Okay.
We've been building to this point for quite some time. I don't question the love that she has for me, and I don't question the love that I have for her. That's indisputable, and it's not even in question, nor a concern of mine's. Only concern is I just want to be able to please her in a certain way.
Okay, so let me listen, I got my left hand up in the air. I'm not going to, you said 2 months, so I'm thinking you only known her for 2 months.
Oh, no.
But, okay, you told me 2 months, right? But that's okay.
We've been in a relationship for 2 months. We've been knowing each other for over a year and a half.
Okay, all right. So listen, I got my hand up, Ben. I am not, I can always say, excuse me, I was wrong. No problem. But what I also can say is, if you want to please a woman, the person to ask is that woman. The second thing is, if you're asking her, and you just told me, you said, I don't know if she's being honest, then that's a question, or that's a statement that you need to make to her. If you are in love with somebody and the person is in love with you, you two can talk about anything. And your conversation is, honey, I need to know if I'm pleasing you, or how to please you. And then she'll give you an answer, and either you believe it or not. But why do you not believe her? Why do you not believe that she's being honest? Hello? Hello? Jesus. Did he hang up on me? Hey! He hung up. God. Well, let me say this to my audience. That isn't the first time people have hung up on me, but I just... Oh, Jesus. That was really funny. Jesus. Sorry, audience. And you know what? I'm not gonna make a judgment about the guy, why he hung up, or me trying to pretend I know why he hung up, because that's another thing that I had to let go of. That's another thing I had to let go of, is knowing what these people think in their heads and knowing why they behave the way they behave. I don't know crap. I don't know why somebody hung up on me. I don't know why somebody gets off the phone. I don't know any of that. I really don't. So I definitely am amused by me telling him, why can't you ask her? And if you're in love with them and he's in love with you, then communication is number one. Am I right? Or am I right? Jesus Christ. Oh, that was fun. Gee whiz. Now, for all my audience, that was the moment. And guess what? as soon as the show ends or I'm in the next moment. It's that simple. That's going to be an interesting story. But what I've found with this show and people that call in and ask me questions, especially, this is going to sound really, really, and it's just coming to me now. If, and let me just speak about myself. I don't like talking about other people. If I'm not able to be honest with myself, I don't have to be honest with anybody else. Quite frankly, I have to be honest with myself and the universe. And being honest with myself is being honest with the universe. But I don't have to be honest with everybody. I really don't. Because my number one priority is happiness and peace. And that means I have to create a happiness, a peaceful environment for myself. And what does that mean? That means if my mother calls me and she calls me 3 times, 5 times a day, and I, you know, for whatever reason, I'm not inspired to talk. Sometimes I don't want to talk. Actually, I don't really talk. I listen. Sometimes I'm not inspired to listen. Sometimes I don't want to listen. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. And that's not only with my mother, it's with anyone. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a coworker, whatever. I can say, you know what? Got to go to the bathroom. You know what? I'm writing now. I'm busy. I'm working. I don't have to be honest with everybody else to create peace in my life. But I definitely have to be able to be in tune and know how I'm feeling. Helena was talking about feeling, and that's so important to know your feelings and to know who you are. And so my point is this. Honesty is freedom. And the longer, and if you're in it, and if you are not able to be honest with yourself, and if I'm in a relationship and I cannot be honest, usually what happens, usually with me, especially with this you know, guy thing, because I'm not attached to any. I mean, I don't have a relationship. I'm not in a you know, boyfriend girlfriend relationship. And usually what happens is when guys, you know, start talking to me and they're flirting and they're being, you know, they're doing their thing and they're, you know, the whole courting and all that. And I just say, you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. It's either they usually get angry and they're like, they're done with me. And this honesty thing is really, really important. It's important to know yourself. It's important to know your connection. It's important to know. It's really important. And the only opinion that should matter is your opinion and the universe's opinion. Who cares what anybody else thinks? Your opinion and the universe's opinion is all that matters. Woo-wee! What a great show today. Well, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. If you like more information on the coaching programs I offer, and I offer 30-minute free consultation, you can go to my website at www.RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to the private session tabs. If you want to receive my free monthly newsletter, guess what, Helena? The newsletter is like 2 months late. info@RebeccaNorrington. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, please go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. So until next week, I would like you all to remember one thing. I want you all to remember who the hell you are. You are physical extensions of the universe. You're always growing, you're always changing, you're always evolving. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. My latest book is out, where I talk about all types of circumstances, from money to death to health to living in the present moment, all types and also questions from my audience. It's a great, great read, if I must say so myself. It's $19.95. You can order it free shipping in the USA until next week, next Saturday and Sunday. Have a great week, everybody. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Until next time.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real.
Good now.
Get real.
Get real.
Now,
that's what I'm
about to say. Time to get real.